This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Time's running out to evacuate as Hurricane Milton closes in on the west coast of Florida. Angel Entwistle lives in Clearwater Beach. What's she most worried about?
Losing everything. Not having a house to come back to.
The AP's Donna Warder with the latest on the big storm.
The Tampa Bay area faces the possibility of widespread destruction from Hurricane Milton, which is expected to make landfall late Wednesday. Forecasters predict the storm will retain hurricane strength as it crosses central Florida on Thursday. Tampa Mayor Jane Castor says the storm surge forecast for her city is deep enough to swallow an entire house up to 15 feet. She says, so if you're in it, basically that's the coffin that you're in. I'm Donna Warder.
A man from Afghanistan who lives in the U.S. is under arrest, accused of plotting violence here on Election Day. The AP's Norman Hall has this.
The Justice Department says federal agents arrested an Afghan man who officials say was inspired by the Islamic State militant organization and was plotting an Election Day attack targeting large crowds in the U.S. According to charging documents, Nasir Ahmad Tawhidi of Oklahoma City told FBI investigators after his arrest Monday that he had planned his attack to coincide with Election Day next month and that he and a co-conspirator expected to die as martyrs. I'm Norman Hall.
Journalist Bob Woodward is reporting that Donald Trump has had as many as 7 private phone calls with Russian President Putin since leaving office and secretly sent him COVID-19 test machines during the height of the pandemic. Donald Trump denies the report, saying Woodward has, quote, lost his marbles and is a storyteller. A bad one, he says. Overseas now, Gaza's health ministry says the Palestinian death toll from the war in Gaza has passed 42,000. This is AP News. Now to TikTok and who's suing and why.
More than a dozen states and the District of Columbia filed lawsuits against TikTok Tuesday, alleging the app harms youth mental health by designing its platform to be addictive to kids. The lawsuits stem from a national investigation into TikTok by a bipartisan coalition of attorneys general from many states, including New York. Meanwhile, a federal law based on security concerns is still hanging over TikTok, which could ban it in the U.S. if its China-based parent company, ByteDance, doesn't sell the platform by mid-January. The company is appealing. Julie Walker, New York.
Colorado's Supreme Court has dismissed a lawsuit against a Christian baker who refused to bake a cake for a transgender woman. The case dismissed on procedural grounds. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.